What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew Bedlam, fresh back from the Dropkick Show. Let's get to him now with the Gauntlet. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, up here by myself, not really in us, you know what I mean? Jessica's still passed out in the bed. It is 11:20 the next morning, the next afternoon. Got to go pick up my kids from daycare right after this show. So letting Jessica sleep it off a little bit more. That crusty fucker Josh made it out to work, and Andrew up here by his lonesome. Now, Dropkick, a blast last night up at the Sherman Theater in the Poconos, a blast. Agnostic Front playing just before them. I am a little pissed off, though. I can't lie. I am a little pissed off. All right, so we walk in, and we're supposed to, I'm talking to Larry before we get there. We're supposed to meet up with Larry and Janelle. I know Nick from the Road Sodas, he's got fucking stage seats. You know what I mean? Because Sherman does that type of thing. And he's got fucking stage seats with a bunch of the rest of the guys from the Road Sodas. And but we're meeting up with Larry and Janelle, and we all just happen to show up at the same time right over by the bathrooms. Everybody's talking and saying hi. We haven't seen each other in a little bit. Everybody wants to get beer. I'm like, hey, guys, that's Roger Merritt singing. Agnostic Front's on. Everybody's talking and talking and talking. Now everybody's waiting in 19 hours to get a vodka. And I'm like, guys, Agnostic Front's playing. Let's go later. And just like nobody is hearing Andrew Bedlam. I just talk so much. Nobody listens to me, right? And then finally, after, I don't know, 20 minutes of Agnostic Front, Larry goes, is that Agnostic Front playing? And I'm like, fuck you guys, I'm going to see the show. So I don't fucking know if it counts that I saw an Agnostic Front show now, because I've never seen Agnostic Front. I was really happy to see them. And like, I heard Riot Upstart, which is one of my favorites. I watched them cover the Ramones' Blitzkrieg Bop, which was awesome, and is the reason why we got Jessica. Jessica said she wanted something, so we got her an Agnostic Front shirt. That's what she wanted, and it's like it's got the Ramones eagle on it. Like, it's a ripoff of the Ramones logo, like how Blanks rips off the fucking Motorhead logo, and the Casualties rip off the Kiss logo. It's fucking awesome. I love ripoffs. What the fuck? You think with punk rock, I would hate all the... No, I love it. I love when I see Ramones logos on Agnostic Front shirt. But got enough talking in there. Got some more to tell you about the show. But why don't we get to Agnostic Front now and get to one of my favorites, Riot Upstart on Pogo City Radio. All right, that was Agnostic Front with Riot Upstart. Now, one thing, right? I'm going to tell you, my favorite part of Agnostic Front is when, in every song, when Roger Merritt yells out, Stigma! And then Stigma goes into the guitar solo. Fucking awesome. I love it when anybody does that. And Agnostic Front does it more than anybody else. I mean, even in a lot of 80s music, like the mainstream hair bands and shit like that, they always did that. I thought it was awesome. I don't really... we're not going to talk about hair bands again. But like, I don't know why. I love it when the singer yells out either the guitar player's name or just the word guitar and the solo comes. It's fucking awesome. To me, fucking awesome. Now, another thing that's fucking awesome is as pissed as I am that I missed most of Agnostic Front's set, and now I just want to see him 12 times more. It's like being with a girl, right? And like you're getting there and you're like making out. It's like being in high school, you know, making out in the back of a car, and your hand slips into a skirt, and then nope, it's not happening. Not happening. I wish I had a boo noise, but not happening. And then you go home, and then you just... You want that like 40 times more. That's what's happening with me seeing an Agnostic Front show. But a fabulous Constellation prize that that crusty fuck Josh came running up to me in the pit with, well, to the side of the pit with, was a hardcover copy of Roger Merritt with John Winderhorn, the new book, My Riot, Agnostic Front, Grits, Guts, and Glory. Now, this book is awesome. Hardcover, black and white photos, color photos, like high def, you know, very, the book looks awesome. This is the exact thing that I'd be reading in jail right now. But I think I'm going to have to read this one, even though I'm not in jail. People always ask me, like, how do you know about these like obscure bands from whatever country they're in? Because when I was in jail, I would just read these books over and over again, because you get shit sent from you from Amazon. So I would just have my people on the outside, you know what I mean, send me fucking books, which is funny because I hate fucking reading, but sends me books, and I would find the biggest books I could with the most information and fucking like pretty much memorize them because I had nothing else to do, especially because I was in the hole for fighting over cigarettes for quite a while one time. But that's neither here nor there. But we're talking about some New York. Oh, how the fuck did I forget the best point? You open up the front cover of this Agnostic Front book, and then you see on the inside, handwritten, Pogo City Radio, then a sentence that I can't make out what the fuck it says, thanks, Roger Marrett. So, awesome. Roger Marrett making out a signed book, giving it to that crusty fuck Josh to have in Pogo HQ. Now, this would go on the awesome wall, but it's a book, so it can't go on the awesome wall. So I have the shelves set up over there where we got some of the pops. We got a Joey Ramone Funko Pop. We got Rick from Rick and Morty with his flask. We got Frank Gorsham as the Riddler. And then I got a Batman dressed up as the Penguin. And one of my favorites, though, Scary Terry, for all you hardcore Rick and Morty fans out there. I got a Scary Terry one. They're ripoff, but not a ripoff of Freddy Krueger, who's different, as they say, because instead of having knives on his hands, he has little swords. So we have a Scary Terry fucking Funko Pop.
Riggity, riggity, wrecked, son!
All right, let's stick with the New York hardcore and do some Murphy's Law. This one's dedicated to my old man.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
All right, guys. Now, one thing that was pretty funny to me, as we're driving home from the show, and I have my car seats in my car for my two children. I have my car seats, and Josh is in the back seat, as I call it, because I have a fucking minivan is what it is. But it's great for going to shows with, so I don't even have to take out the car seats, and I can still give people a ride. So Josh is in the back of the van, and he's like, oh, man, dude. He's like, now what I really want to see, he's like, you know who I really want to see that I never got to see and watch? I won't ever get to see him, right? He was like, I really want to go see fucking Murphy's Law. And I'm like, Josh, are you fucking kidding me right now? He's like, no, dude, I really want to see Murphy's Law. I'm like, dude, they're playing down the street from my house in like 2-3 days. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, dude, are you fucking serious? He's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I'll buy us tickets right now. And in the ride home after the Agnostic Front Dropkick Murphy's show, Jessica bought some tickets for Murphy's Law at One Center Square, which is about 15 blocks from my house. This is this Friday, March 16th at 7 p.m. There are still tickets available. Get them on Facebook. You might be able to get them at the door. One Center Square is a pretty big place now. So they added that balcony. Now they got like 2,000 people there or some shit. I don't fucking know. Somebody was telling me. Who the fuck knows if it's right or not? But, so come on out to that. I know all the other locals are going to be there. Come hang out with the Pogo crew. It should be a blast. I better see Gabe there. Watch. Gabe doesn't even know the show's happening. Neither. I better see fucking Gabe there. I want to hang out with Gabe. Gabe, you can crash at my house. Don't worry. You can crash at my house. But, whoa, wrong button. That's the one. Yo, I remember when the Oi Scouts were here, and I was sitting on top of a couple lovely young ladies and across their bodies on the couch over there. And fucking, I'm feeling my body get caressed, and I'm totally down with it. And I did not realize for the first, like, 35 seconds that it was definitely Gabe. It was Gabe caressing my chest while I was shit-faced and laying on top of girls with my eyes closed. So thanks for that one, buddy. And you guys can hear that all happen live on the air on the Oi Scouts, 3-hour Oi Scouts special we did on the, the 1-year Pogo anniversary and the 2-year Pogo anniversary right around the corner. Now, Cody from Anti-Citizen said he wanted to come on with them guys. So we're looking at hopefully May 30th. It looks like we're going to have Cody and Anti-Citizen here. We'll see if it happens. We've been trying to book a show with Anti-Citizen for 2 years, and they've been trying to come on the show for 2 years, and it has never happened. So we shall see. We have a date, though, so maybe we should be good, but yeah, remember, head out to Murphy's Law, and fucking let me get some more music up here for you. You know what I think we're going to have to do? Okay, this is what we'll do. Let's go something I don't think we've ever played on Pogo City Radio. The Distillers with Young Crazed Pleading. Pogo City Radio.
Are you ready to be liberated? On this inside city street. Well, the birds have been free from their cages. I got freedom in my ears. My name is Brody, I'm from Melbourne, Detroit, Melbourne, Detroit, Melbourne. I grew up on Bell Street, then on Bell Street, my mom. It all dance while your story gets smacked off your head. Go down a drum roll, boy, you won't throw it. The man itself inflict the crime. Go on, pull the trigger, this'll be the last time. Hey, me, I got everything I need.
All right, now I have computer screens all around me, and we just played the Distillers video there, so I literally just had Brody dancing all around me. So that was cool. But I don't know. Really love Brody Dale in that video and the fucking City of Angels video. Yeah. She gives that shout out to Tim and Rancid there too. She's saying, that was that like the third verse or something like that, Tim Armstrong singing about. But yeah. I don't think we've ever played the Distillers before, but I fucking saw it sitting there on the side of my screen. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna play the fucking Distillers. If you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. She's fucking hot as hell in that video. All right, now a couple shows ago, we've been talking about this Blanks demo and this and that, and with G-Off, Jeff from AFI, and playing bass before Tim was in the band, recorded in 1992. Now, now the track we tried to play on here, what actually happened was it cut off in the middle while I was playing it, and then I just hit some sound sample and acted like it was supposed to be that way. And but then I went back and I listened to the tape fully, and one thing I really wanted to do was just record the entire thing, because, you know, the tape's kind of old. It's just some, like, random blank tape, you know what I mean? And I wanted to get it all recorded just so I didn't have to fuck with the actual original copy as much. And if anything was to happen to the original copy, still have it documented, you know what I'm saying? And so as I was doing that, I'm like, wait a second, this is a rehearsal. I'm like, they're going to start playing these songs again. So we actually have two and three takes of some songs, including this song that no one knows the name of. I found a much better version of it where they actually finish the song and don't fuck up on the ending. They had a real problem with the ending on this song when they were writing it, but apparently. But fucking... I changed the mix. The tape was hissing like a motherfucker, and it was also vibrating like a motherfucker. And I don't know why it was vibrating like a motherfucker, but it was. And so cleaned it up as best as I could. And this is a full track now. And I titled the song Make It a Double, because none of them ever remember hearing this song except for Tim, who said he does remember this song and he did learn how to play it. I was thinking the whole time the bass player probably wrote it. I was thinking, first of all, the bass line's kind of flashy. And on top of that, being the fact that they never did it, I was like, I bet you he wrote it. He left the band. They decided not to do it. And Renee, without me saying any of that to her, she said that to me. She was like, I'm pretty sure this is what happened. And that's exactly what I was thinking. But nobody still knows the name of the song. But I'm pretty sure I hear them screaming, make it a double, at the end of the chorus. And that sounds like a song title for the Blanks. So Andrew Bedlam put this up on Facebook, made a little clip video out of it. Blank 77, Make It a Double, unreleased track featuring Jeff of AFI.
All aboard!
Still gotta get Tim in there somehow, right?
Right.
All right, like I said, go check out the clip video for that track. Type in YouTube, blank 77, make it a double, or go to the Pogo City Radio YouTube and go check that shit out. The track is fun. I have some really cool stuff on that tape. I'm not going to, put it all out there at one shot, but yeah, there's an awesome, one of my favorite songs, obviously.
All aboard!
Party Train. Fucking love Party Train. First track on Killer Blanks. Now, they have a version on there much slower. It is so fucking kick-ass. I'm pretty sure that's the next one. I'm going to try and fucking tighten up a lot. You know what I mean? It was only on there once, but that's because they played it real good. So we got a good version of it. Got to try and clean up the mix. The tape in itself, it was just a cleaner recording for that track. And can't wait to get that one put together. I think it's awesome. Fucking, you guys would probably hear me talk about, Let's Riot on the fucking Destroy Your Generation 7-inch, slower. It just makes it so much more like bluesy, rocking feeling. And I fucking love it. So all right, well, actually got a lot of dates coming up. Not really pogo dates, but dates that we want to tell you about, because we're gonna be there and fucking we know people playing and they're awesome shows, and we want punk rock to be awesome, so we want you guys to come out to the shows, because that's the only way punk rock is awesome, when you come out to the shows and when you listen to Pogo City Radio and when you play that band's demo tape. That's what makes punk rock awesome. So, by the way, all right, we got Blanks at the Kenny Kendra Memorial Service going down on, what is it, on the Bowery, fucking Bowery Electric, fucking right up the street from CBGB's. They are playing on the 23rd. I've been saying the 24th. They're playing on the 23rd. They're having like a two-day thing. Crazer playing on the 24th. LES Stitches playing on the 23rd. Finally got all the information right. I tell people to come to things and don't give them the right dates or right bands sometimes, but hey, you just know, keep listening. Whoa. And I'll tell it to you. And you know, fuck you. You got a fucking computer. Do this shit your fucking self. How about that, asshole, right? Right? How about that?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
All right. So we got Blanks on the 23rd. Craze on the 24th. Going down at the Memorial Show. Fucking The Unseen with Violent Society in Brooklyn on April 21st. Pogo Crew will be there. Then there is another blank show going down. Now this show is awesome. All right, it's going to be a Philly show. I have the date and the lineup, but it hasn't been announced yet, so I'm not going to fucking announce it, but I know it's happening. It's got some awesome Philly bands on there. I have to talk to them and make sure it's okay and everything's official. But there is a blank show going down in the beginning of June in Philly that all you Philly motherfuckers are definitely going to be at. And also, I said we got Murphy's Law this Friday, One Center Square. GBH, jumping back to June now, going to GBH and the Virus, fucking Voltage Philly, June 22nd. So show season is back, ladies and gentlemen. All the bands, and you can't blame them. I've done shows in December and January and shit like that, and it fucking snows, and fucking three bands show up and two people show up. You know what I mean? So I totally understand why a lot of bands take some time off in the winter, write, record, and it's awesome they're recording. Like Parasitics, Easter weekend, they're recording. Finally, we're going to get some new fucking Parasitics material out. But I mean, shit, they're recording it, so who the fuck knows? They're recording. At least it's written, right? That's a step in the right direction. We got some they got some fucking studio time booked up. But Larry Siddix, you know, such a close friend to the show, I'm sure we'll be getting the demo tracks to play on here once those are ready, the first rough recordings. I'm sure Larry Siddix will bring that and we will play them. So stay tuned for that, because I'm sure that'll be happening, Larry. All right, let's get to the Broken Heroes with my favorite one, Skinhead Rock and Roll. Here it is. I don't give a fuck if we play it too much. We'll be right back.
grub. I don't really give a damn, go down the pub. Skinhead rock and roll. Skinhead rock and roll.
Alright, now that's Tim from Planks on guitar, and that's coming off I Told You Once, The Broken Heroes, and they got a new album coming out, or out, I'm not even really fucking sure, guess maybe I should ask Tim about that, but Tim definitely ripping off Chuck Berry in that track, and we're gonna play another track where Tim riffs off Chuck Berry, because those are my favorite ones. I love those tracks. Here's the Mike Blanks and the Stabs with Permanent Binge on Pogo City Radio. Mike Blanks in a Stab, Permanent Binge. Oh. All right, that track coming off Starting Them Off Young. And that's Mike on vocals, Chad on drums, Tim playing guitar instead of bass. And someone listed a spider in the album jacket on bass. Now, what the fuck was I going to say? I don't fucking remember. That album's kick-ass. Oh, go over to the Pogo City Radio YouTube. Like I said, you can find that fucking Make It a Double track, and you can find that Permanent Binge track and that whole fucking album. So come over to Pogo City's YouTube. Yeah. See, I don't really talk about our YouTube because I don't put too much shit on it, because a lot of it gets muted or pulled down because YouTube's got their stupid new policy ever since they're even more corporate than they were before, and this whole YouTube Red bullshit came on, so fucking half the shit we do on here ain't allowed anymore, or fuck that bullshit. I still put things up there, but half everything gets... See, what I really do is I put this show up at Podbean, right? I upload it to Podbean, and then I've done the background work where it gets uploaded automatically once I do that to YouTube and iTunes and Google, Stitcher, Play Music, all that bullshit. That's why. So if you guys don't hear us on a platform, tell me and I'll get it there. You know what I mean? But fucking YouTube, they're fucking pricks, man. Fuck all that shit. But fucking, except for our page. And there is, it sucks because there is other really cool things up there, but, you know, fuck YouTube. But come to ours. And I don't know, fucking, what songs should we play next? The always prepared Andrew Bedlam. Oh, here we go. We're going to go with The Bruisers and Intimidation. And we're going to play this one to Larry and Josh.
But I won't run from you. Well, that's right, these are all my friends. And now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around, and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, we don't take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Intimidation is your game, where two can also play. For me on in the bad lines drawn, and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, when time will sure they tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting. Gonna shove you back down your well Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser surely for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't quite the same. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser sure quite the same, I'd say. You see the spit on my face, but I won't run from you. But I tried, these are all my friends, and now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around, and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, it'll take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Intimidation is your game, where two can also play. From down in a bad light, torn, and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, where time will sure they tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting, gonna shove you back down your well Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the bruiser sure for you to shame, like shame.
All right, that was The Bruisers with Al Barr on vocals. Al Barr, you know, the singer of the Dropkick Murphys since, like, I don't know, 98 or some shit. Dropkick came out in 96. And we opened up with The Gauntlet. That's Al Barr right there. So The Bruisers, yeah, they were from New Hampshire in the late 80s, 88, 89, you know what I mean? So pre-Dropkick. Awesome band, and you know, member of the Dropkick Murphys, Al Barr in there. So we can probably get a few more in there. And what do we want to play? What do you guys want to hear? What do you want to hear? You want to hear some Chris Spedding from the Vibrators? Let's do some Chris Spedding with Pogo Dancing. Some Pogo Dancing on Pogo City Radio. If I can find the goddamn track.
Hey, this is your chance. goes up must come down.
Pogo dancing. It's the latest thing that's going round. Pogo dancing. Popping from side to side when you can jump up and down. She's up there still.
Pogo dancing.
Pain to see she's having fun. Pogo dancing. And she ain't the only one. What's she doing? Pogo dancing.
Pogo dancing on
Pogo City Radio.
There you go, there you go. Let's get to some anti-citizen on Pogo City Radio with Toil and Labor.
How many people out there like to drink? I am rock and roll.
Let's stick with the working class and do some Chelsea Right to Work on Pogo City Radio.
Standing around.
some working class pogo. Here's the wretched one, Working Man, on Pogo City Radio.
I'm just a working man, working every day, doing what I am told to get my pay. Working, breaking my back, that's all I do. But I'm not complaining, I'm just telling you. It's alright, that's life. Let's go. I'm just a working man. My blue collar is full of pride. Seems like I'm working all of the time. Sometimes I think I use my hands more than my head. Until I'm dead. It's alright, 'cause that's life. Let's go. I'm just a working man.
Now, yes, I do find it ironic that I'm playing all these working class songs and playing Hookie from Work Today. All right, that was the Wretched Ones with Working Man. But, you know, I can't really call this a job. I was going to say I'm at work here, but this is way too much fun to be a job. And I'm more just appreciative that I get to do this. You know what I'm saying? That I get to have all these awesome people at my house, all my boys at my house, get to go to all these awesome shows, hang out with so many cool bands. You know what I mean? It's really more of an honor than anything else. You know, that's not sappy enough for you. But and by the way, like, I'm still going to get 40 hours in this week. Actually, I got to be honest, I'm trying to get out of 40 hours too. I don't fucking want to work on Friday. Andrew being lazy this week. But I might work on Friday, and then I'll have 40 hours. You know, I work 4/10s, so I get to, it's cool. You know what I mean? I can kind of be like, oh, shit, I can't come in on Tuesday because I'm going to be at a Dropkick Murphy show, and that is not what I told my boss, though. So, and then I can just make it up on Friday. But I guess sometimes, though, I'm just going to have to grin and bear it. Take Harpo from Niblick Henbane's advice. Harpo used to work where I work, actually. Let's get to Niblick now with Grin and Bear It.
Without compassion, whoever I got, I got my job like a patient.
some Niblick had made on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, everybody. I guess we're probably going to be getting out of here with this next one. But before we do, got to remind you, we're going to be at fucking Murphy's Law. Yeah, Murphy's Law. That's right. Yeah, just seeing Dropkick Murphys, seeing Murphy's Law later in the week. I never in my life, I'm seeing two Murphy's bands in 1 week. It's definitely March. That's all I'm fucking saying. But that reminds me, make sure you guys go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Go over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check out the archives. Find the St. Patrick's Day episode from last year. Now, you will hear some voices on there that you have not heard in a while. And there's some very negative anniversaries coming up for Pogo City Radio in the next month or so. But the crew, tighter than ever, smaller and tighter than ever. But but go back, check out the old episodes. Check out the St. Patrick's Day episode. I'm going to find it. Played all Celtic punk rock and shit like that. Go find that shit. And see you at Murphy's Law on Friday. Had a blast. Thanks for hanging out with us. Come out Friday and let's get drunk. This is the antidote. See you later.
One, two, let's get drunk. Drink, drink a beer, drink it in the sun. This is what